Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen.
Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, ABM. Giving honor to Christ, who is the head of my life, to my wife, Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, to my pastors, Temple and Akeisha Spencer, to all of the ministers, to all of the evangelists, the prophets, deacons, mothers, youth, intercessors, men, ADM frontline, members, family, and friends. Good morning. Good morning to our international partners. United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, Germany. Good morning, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Puerto Rico, Atlanta, Oregon, good morning, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Connecticut. Good morning, good morning, good morning. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. Because we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry and delivered us from the bottomless pit. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good this morning. Oh, taste and see that his grace and his mercy endureth forever. Come boldly before the Lord God this morning and give him the thanks. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the glory, because it's all due unto him on this morning. Nothing is missing. Nothing is broken. Everything is jointly and fitly into place. As we come boldly before the throne of God, giving him the thanks, glorifying his holy name, because of who he is. You see, it was him this morning that touched our alarm clock, that woke us up, closed in our right mind, gave us the activity of all of our limbs on this morning. Some couldn't rise this morning. Some could not make the call. But because of God's grace, because of God's mercy on this morning, to allow us one more time to be in the land of the living, we say thank you, Lord. And we praise you, Lord God. We give you the glory. We give you the honor this morning, Father God. We give you the glory. And we magnify your holy name in the name of Jesus. Good morning, Mother Jackson. God bless you.
Good morning, Pastor Smith, and God bless you also. First of all, I give God the honor who's the head of my life. I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. I give honor to you, Pastor Smith. I give honor to elect Barbara Smith. I give honor to Pastor Temple and First Lady Temple and everyone this morning at ADM Ministry. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you boldly, God, to the throne, God, saying just thank you. Thank you, Lord, just for another day. Thank you for breathing down on us this morning, God, giving us another opportunity of O'Shea, God, of life itself, God. We thank you this morning, God, how you have truly taken care of us, God, how you kept us from our hurt, harm, and dangers, God. And of O'Shea, God, when you breathe on us this morning, begin to shake us, God, and our eyes begin to rise, God, we begin to give you the glory, out of O'Shea. Oh, God, we thank you, God, because when we lay down last night, you was on our mind, and when we arise this morning, O'Shea, you was still on our mind. God, we thank you, God. thank you for your strength, God. We thank you for your mercy, your grace, and your love out of Oshé, God, this morning. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up every minister that it is this morning, God. We continue to lift them up, God. Continue to strengthen them in a mighty way, God. God, let them step on the wall without coming down. In the mighty name of Jesus, let them continue to cry out your truth, God. And these other by Sandra the Bosch, God, because we truly need it in these last and evil days, God. Thank you this morning, God. We thank you for our family members, God, how you're keeping them, God, how you're saving, how you're delivering, setting, and kept them free, God. We realize, God, we can't do nothing without you, but we surely know, God, we could do all things through Christ that strengthened us this morning, God. We thank you, God, God. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. We already know that the Holy Spirit is already in the midst. He called about shine out of God this morning, God. So we thank you, God. We thank you for the joy in our sanctified soul, God, is just bubbling over, God. We thank you for your peace out of Oshé, God, this morning, God. Hallelujah this morning. Somebody out of this begin to walk through their house out of Oshé, God, this morning and saying, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus, for keeping me. Thank you for helping me. Thank you for letting me go through the things that I go through, because I really know about that. Not about Shay. Oh, it was all for my good. Didn't feel good about Shay, God, but we know it was all for our good. So we thank you this morning, God. And about that. Not about Shay, God. We ask that you lift up our innocent journey this morning, God. Every you heart about Shay, God. That you continue to strengthen them, God. Continue to shield and protect them in a mighty way. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. Hey, glory be to God. My soul say yes. It's the month about Sunday, the Bosh, God. I realize, God, and everybody should realize all that we've been through, huh? When we just take just a glimpse back, it got a Bosh, God, and see how good God has been to us. Some have healed on my side about Sunday. Some have been brought us from death back to life. He's been a doctor in the sick room, huh? A lawyer in the courtroom, how the boat shake out. So we say thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, about telling the boat shake God. Thank you, Jesus, this morning, God. Oh, what amazing grace, how sweet is thou that saved a wretch like me. Oh, God, I thank you. When people have wrote me out, God, God, I say thank you, Lord, because I'm still here. I'm here for a purpose, God. I'm here to do God's will. I had a God, God. I shall follow him. I won't forget how to God, God. Whatever people do, God, that's on me, God. But I got to keep pressing towards the Lord, God. We thank you for continuing to stretch us, God, like never before, God. We thank you, God, for continuing to keeping us in the powder house, getting out of out for us, God, in the mighty name. We thank you for the blood of Jesus, the most of all. Thank you for the blood of Jesus this morning, out of us, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we lift our spouse up to you this morning, God. Thank you for continuing that little bullshit, God, to make him and mold them into what they need to be in you, God. We thank you, God, of Oshé, God. We pray, God, this morning, let your perfect will be done, God. Not our will, God, but let your perfect will be done. In the name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up every sinner, man. Every saint this morning, how do I send the bullshit, God? But if I could speak to the sinner, man, this morning, I'll tell the bullshit, God. I would truly tell him from the depths of my heart, it's time to pack it up. It's time to wind down. It's time to get right with Jesus, how do I send the bullshit, God? Whatever you do, God, call the name of Jesus. He'll come, huh? He'll come to deliver you, heal you, and set your captain free, huh? He'll set your mind free, how do I send the bullshit, God? You won't want to do the things that you once thought. Won't even want to think about them. In the name of Jesus, God, I cry out to them this morning, out of us, and the Lord, because I realize today the silver man has a soul too, but his soul of us, and the Lord, oh, right now his soul may be bound, but God will loose and set the captain free. In the name of Jesus, I cry out to the silver man begin to say, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, the Lord of my God. All on the name of Jesus. I can't say nothing else but call on the name of Jesus. I realized because one day I was sad about that. Now, I had to call on the name of Jesus. I had to call on the name of Jesus. And every little single thing I know, it was man that did it. It was Jesus that came me. He taught me how to love out of my sight. I didn't even know how to love out of my sight. I love how the world love out of my sight. But I had to realize that wasn't God love out of my sight. The world will love you today. The next second of the most, they'll be stabbing you in the back. And I know the most, God, I used to say all the time, Lord, why people do me the way they do me? And of my sight, the most, because I realized that of my sight, I didn't belong in the world. I try to blend myself in the world, act like the world, but yet he called me to do his perfect will, and I thank you, Lord, about shouting about Chicago. Oh, God, I just want to get in church if I can get in church with one person to hear my cry this morning. And about shouting about Chicago, call the name of Jesus this morning. He will come and wash you up. He'll clean you, he'll deliver you. Oh, God, I pray, God, that you touch every mind this morning. Regulate the minds, God, of my son of the bullshit, God. Touch the hearts this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, out of bullshit, God. Turn him from a wicked way, God. Oh, God, but I thank you because I see you turn them around, God. I see you touching hearts. I see you touching the minds of man and woman this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. I see your light shine in the most, God. Shine down on us today, God. Anything in us is not like you, God. I pray, God, that you burn it out. Burn it out with your Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, soon will fire, God, this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I ask that you touch somebody today, God. Touch somebody today, God, that has their head hung down and must bound up. I pray, God, today, God, lift your head up. Baba, son, out of motion. God is there with you. He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. No matter what circumstances that you're in today, God will bring you out. You bring God so quick. You look around one, how did I get to this part? Hallelujah this morning. This is a brand new day, a brand new start. That tomorrow is gone. Begin to give God all that you can today. Give him all you got, my son. You don't gave all you did to the world. You don't gave all you could for your so-called past. Oh, but it's now to give God all you got. Give him the glory this morning. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. I don't care what nobody said. I know that he's worthy. He's worthy to all the praises. And the mighty name of Jesus, how about that? Because he has walked with us, Elbowshay. He held our hand, taking us step by step, just as a child, when we didn't know what to do. He's been with us when I was back and was against the wall. Hey, but he came in, Elbowshay. He is the one, Elbowshay, that can do all things. All things. God, I thank you this morning, God. I ask God that you touch every internet, Elbowshay, every phone, God, laptop this morning, God. Begin to work, God, about Saturday, Lord of Ocean. Be down on your people today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Encourage them, God. To run on, God, about Saturday, Lord of Ocean, God. Run on, run on, run on. Yeah, about Saturday, Lord of Ocean. This is the day, yes, that the Lord has made. We all shall be rejoicing in the Lord, God. He, God, of Ocean, God. He's so worthy to us. Lord of us, God, he's so worthy, he's so worthy, he's so worthy. In the name of Jesus this morning, God. So I say once again, Lord of us, God, let your perfect will be done, God. Have your way this morning. Set your peoples on fire, God. Let your assuming fire, God, come down, God. Breathe down on us this morning, God. Refreshing us, God. Renew our minds, Lord of us, God. Thank you this morning. What you doing, God, right now? Hey, God, about as I speak, God, I know you're doing. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. These things we ask in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, God. Have your way, have your way. Hallelujah this morning. Hallelujah,
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, Jesus, have your way.
Have your way, Lord Jesus. On this morning, Father God, not our way, but your way. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit of the living God. Right now, shower down. Rain down your anointing. Rain down your power. Rain it down. Rain it down. Rain it down from the north, west, south, and the east. Rain it down, Lord God, upon us, your people, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, this prayer, corporate prayer, that the mother prayed, Holy Spirit, move on it, shower on it, turn it around, everything right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit of the living God, have your word. Have your perfect way in us on today. Whatever, Lord God, is in our mind, in our thoughts, in our heart, Holy Spirit, renew, Father God, in us, in the name of Jesus. Through your Holy Spirit, do it right now. Do it right now. Holy Spirit of the living God, arrest us right now. We need arrested in you, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Do it right now. Shake us from the top to the bottom, in the name of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Shake us sideways. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Shake everything out, Holy Spirit. Shake everything out, Holy Spirit, that's not of God. And shake everything in. Get it, son. Everything, Holy Spirit, that the Lord God is sending out through you, Holy Spirit, on this day for your people, internationally, nationally, and locally, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit, have your way, Robusta. Have your way, Robusta. It's not about us. It's not about us, Holy Spirit, but it's about you and the perfect holy will of God. Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way. For we're just a speck. We're just a speck in God's eye. Holy Spirit, help us. Renew us right now. Lead us. Teach us. Guide us. Anoint us. Holy Spirit of the living God. Have your way.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Have your way, have your way. Glory to God. It's all about you, Holy Spirit, on this day, at this hour, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, come right now. Come right now. Come right now, Holy Spirit of the living God. Overshadow everything that's not of God. Do it right now. It illuminates His holy power within us right now. Holy Spirit, touch our mind.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Have your way. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God. Sweet Spirit of God. Move right now. Saturate. Right now, in the name of Jesus, everyone, Holy Spirit, that's serving God, that's trying, Lord Jesus, to come unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith, Holy Spirit, do it right now. Do it right now, from the north, the south, the east, in the west, Holy Spirit, of the living God, have your way, have your way, have your way, as we surrender all, have your way, as we surrender all, Holy Spirit, of the living God, we thank you for coming, we thank you for moving, we thank you, Holy Spirit, of the living God, for having your way in us,
Lord.
and through us. If it had not been for the Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, where would we be? Confident, ruler, healer, achiever. We thank you, Holy Spirit, right now. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. We give you praise. Yes, right now. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit. Despite all our shortcomings, Holy Spirit of the living God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Despite all of our trials and tribulations, Holy Spirit of the living God. You are yet here. Oh, glory, hallelujah. And we thank God. On the glory. For sending you, Holy Spirit. Oh, glory, hallelujah. To tend to us, your children, have your way. Holy Spirit, right now, right now, Holy Spirit, in our prayer
closet,
wherever we are right now,
yes, Lord.
Touch us.
Yes.
Touch us, Holy Spirit, your Oshanda.
Thank you, Lord.
Touch us. From the crown of our head to the soul of our very feet.
Yes,
Holy Spirit
Lord.
Of the
yes,
living
Lord.
God, we thank
yes,
you.
Just thank
and
you,
we
Lord.
Pray.
Thank you,
and
Jesus.
We glorify
yes, Lord.
Your holy name.
Yes,
Jesus,
Lord.
The
Jesus.
Son of the living God.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
For your power.
Thank you,
that
Jesus.
That you've
said
over 2,000 years ago.
Thank
and
you,
and he is yet.
Thank you.
He is yet here.
Yes.
Meeting all of our needs
yes.
spiritually
yes.
and naturally.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, the Holy
yes,
Spirit,
yes,
we thank
yes.
you.
Thank
we
you,
praise
Lord.
You. And we
thank
glorify
you.
You.
Yes,
that you have
Lord.
No way.
Yes,
take
Lord.
Us further today. In
yes.
the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, make the way continually
yes.
on today.
Yes,
in our mind, our thoughts,
yes.
in our hearts,
oh, yes,
oh Holy Spirit of the living God.
Yes,
of the living
yes.
God.
Yes,
have
Lord.
Your way.
Yes,
in the
Lord.
Name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Have your way. Oh, Lord.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Take over,
and
stand up. Lord, thank
and
you.
And we praise you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Yes. Thank you,
because
Lord.
Of who you are.
Yes,
and this
Lord.
Day,
thank
you for
Thursday,
Holy
you.
Spirit.
Yes,
of the living God.
Yes,
have
Lord.
Your way.
Yes, Lord.
Have your way. Oh, glory.
Lord, yes,
only
Lord.
Because of you, Holy Spirit, that we are
yes.
sustained, Holy Spirit. That we are kept, Holy Spirit.
Yes,
that we
Lord.
Are renewed and sharpened,
yes,
Holy
yes.
Spirit of the living God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Soften our mind.
Yes, Lord.
In the Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Do it right now.
In the name of Jesus.
Give your name the praise.
Yes, we will, Lord.
The honor and the glory.
Yes. Lord.
It is yours. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Pablo, shout out over. Say thank you,
so
Lord.
Lord Jesus. We thank
yes,
you on today.
Lord.
We praise
thank
you on today.
Yes,
we glorify
Lord.
You on today.
Yes,
for
Lord.
All of your many
yes,
blessings.
Yes. Jesus, yes, Lord.
Father, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
That you bestow upon us.
Thank you, Lord.
Even right now. In the
yes,
name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you.
Thank
that you,
Lord.
Never leave us.
Thank
Lord,
you, Lord.
For
thank
even
you.
When we move away,
yes,
Father
God, Lord,
your address remains the same.
Man.
Never change. Oh, glory to God.
Hey,
we thank
yes,
you, Lord.
Thank
and
you,
we praise
Jesus.
You, Lord, today.
Yes, we do.
And we glorify your
yes,
holy
Lord.
Name
yes,
on today.
Yes, yes.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
and we give you praise.
Yes,
on
we
today.
Do, Lord.
Thank
yes,
God.
We do.
And we say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The highest praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To
I don't want to say hallelujah.
Lord,
thank
glory,
you,
hallelujah.
Lord. Hey,
and we say yes.
Jesus.
Lord
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
We say
yes.
Yes to your will. Yes,
yes
to your
Lord.
Way.
Yes,
yes to everything
Lord.
That you have for us.
Yes,
we
Lord,
say yes.
Yes.
So
yes,
condition
Lord.
Us today
yes,
to go to Lord Jesus to
yes,
receive
Lord. Hey.
What
yes,
you
Lord.
Have for us
Ooh.
On today.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
We give you praise.
Yes,
we give you praise.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank,
we thank
you
for that prayer, Mother. We thank God. Amen. Praise God for everything. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God for
Amen.
Everyone and everybody and everything.
Yes,
that's
Lord.
What
Corpus
Christi is all
yes.
about. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Thank
we thank you.
You.
We thank you, Lord.
Ooh, yes. Lord. Thank
we
you.
You. We give you praise.
Yes, we
thank
do,
God.
Lord. Thank
we
you,
thank
Jesus.
God for our
thank
pastors.
You. Yes.
Temple.
Amen.
Lakeisha Spencer, Apostle.
Amen.
We
yes,
thank God
Lord.
For making this.
Hey, yes,
amen.
Yes, yes.
The reality, amen,
yes.
that we can reach others and tell
amen.
Of the goodness of the gospel of Jesus Christ, our
amen.
Lord
amen.
And our Savior,
yes.
on today.
Amen.
Amen. And amen.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Praise God. We're going to move on now, praise God, and today
Amen.
Is Thursday, praise God.
Amen.
Today is the day that our own Deacon Joe Jackson is going to
Amen.
Come and break the bread of life with
Amen.
Us around the table of the Lord, praise
yes,
God.
Lord.
We turn it over and yield it to Deacon Joe Jackson. God bless
Amen.
You, Deacon. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, Deacon.
Oh. Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. Oh, God.
Okay, Deacon, we got you now.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Deacon. God bless you.
To say thank you and give for giving us this time to bring the word to others. In Jesus' name. I'll be coming from Psalm 119, verse 41 through 48. Let your steadfast love come to me, O Lord, your salvation according to your promises. Then shall I have an answer for him who taunts me, for I trust in your word, and take not the words of truth utterly out of my mouth. For my hope is in your rules. I will keep your law continuously forever and ever, and I shall walk and a wide place, for I have sought your counsel. I will also speak of your testimonies before kings, and shall not be put to shame. For I find in my delight in your commandments, which I love. I will lift up my hands towards your commandments.
God bless you, families and friends. I think that's my God, our very own Deacon Joe. He probably don't have some technical difficulty. I think he just had some technical difficulty, Pastor Smith. He was just coming off with that word, amen. He probably
amen.
Was coming
amen.
Off a little too much power and don't mess up his phone line. But nevertheless, we just thank God. You know, Pastor Smith, I just give glory to God because he is the author and the head of our life. And you know that, Brother Joe, you just come across the scripture. My God, saints of God, are you going to allow the things in your life delight within the Lord? Amen. We just got to understand that no matter what we face and we come against, we just got to allow the things of the Lord to be delight within us. Amen. We got to understand that, listen, the race ain't given to the swift or the strong, but he that endured to the end, as we were saying throughout this week. The thing about it is, are you claiming your season? Amen. Are you claiming your season? Many of us don't testify and confess that this is a season of blessing. This is a season of healing. This is a season of deliverance. So the question is, are you focused on your season? Amen. And if you focus on your season, you're going to begin to see the manifestation, what God has for you in your life. Amen. The enemy don't want you to focus on your season. Matter of fact, we don't even have to go that far and say the enemy. Amen. We could just go to our own nasty flesh. Our flesh don't want us to focus on our season. Our flesh just want us to do what it want to do and everything like that. Put us focus on everything else other than focus on what God want us to be focused on.
Amen.
Are you going to delight in the Lord and you're going to stay focused on your season? Amen. You just got to look at your season and say, you know what? This is my season for healing. This is my season for miracle. And no matter what, I will delight into the Lord because he have not brought me this far to leave me. And I know that as many of you that are listening all over the world, you could testify this morning that the Lord have not brought you this far to leave you. He ain't brought you this far to give up on you. Amen. Amen. Listen, saints of God, we just don't want to contaminate our season. Amen. Don't contaminate your season. What do you mean? Looking at things other than positivity, looking at things other than we just keep making it, looking at things other than, you know, that, hey, the Lord got my back. Amen. The Lord got my back. Because at the end of the day, my God, whom the Bible say, whom I bless, no man ain't cursed. And I want to let you know you blessed this morning. You are blessed. You are blessed. Well, you probably say, Pastor, I got this going on. Okay, Ian. You probably say, well, Pastor, I got that going on. Okay, Ian. You probably say, well, Pastor, I got this. Okay, Ian. We all was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Nobody is not immune for the different issues of life. What makes us a conqueror? What makes us a conqueror? When the issues of life start to come in, when the storms get to coming in, what makes us a conqueror is how we stand, how we overcome. Amen? Is we going to keep pushing? If we going to keep crossing? If we going to keep persevering? Amen? That's what makes us a conqueror. That's what make you a conqueror. And I know that each and every one of you all over the world, and you on the phone line right now, nobody cannot tell me you ain't a conqueror. Why? You up in here in the prayer this morning. You ready to hear a word. Amen. My God, you sitting at Pastor Smith's feet and you just allow him to feed you and pour into us. You caring about your soul and salvation more than anything else. So therefore, that lets you know you are more with anything that come. My God, I'm starting to feel this, y'all. Y'all, again, I got a little goosebumps going on me. If anything that comes in your life to tell you differently that, hey, you're a failure, you ain't this, you ain't that, baby, I want you to do something for me. Go and look in the mirror and lift your hands up. That makes you right there a winner because you still got to worship in your spirit in spite of. You still got to praise in your belly in spite of. You still delighting like Deacon Elect Joe was saying with that scripture, in the Lord in spite of. Because at the end of the day, guess what, everybody? I got to tell you a little secret. Can I tell you a little secret? Is everybody on the phone? Let me tell you a little secret. Because at the end of the day, my God Almighty, it's only you going to have to deal with you. Can I say that again? At the end of the day, you're going to have to go to the Lord before yourself for you. for you, who you are, what you're doing, where you're going. Amen? Because at the end of the day, your neighbor could be blessed, your neighbor could be happy, but at the, then your neighbor look at you, what are you doing? Amen? Well, vice versa. You could be blessed, you could be happy, and your neighbor got the same opportunity to walk in the blessings of the Lord with you. My God, the only difference is your neighbor probably be engaging into the other things that comes in your life, in their life. You got things coming in your life, but guess what? You're not engaging in it. You are delighting yourself in the Lord. You are thanking the Lord. You calling your season. You saying, this is my season for my healing. This is my season for my miracle. This is my season for my deliverance. This is my season. Y'all hear me? For the things of the Lord to come in my life and overtake me. Is the anybody still claiming a season this morning? Regardless of what it looks like or how it feels like, what it seems like, this is my season that I will rejoice in the Lord in spite of how I feel and what I look like. Listen to this here. Watch this. I want to show you something. I'm going to go, Pastor Smith. Y'all know how I do. Pastor Smith, you already know that you give a preacher the microphone, we are in trouble. Amen. Yes. Anytime you need to hit the mute button, please hit it because Pastor could go. Amen. Listen.
All right.
I want to share this with you. I want to share this with you. The Holy Ghost spoke to something to me this morning, and it just shook my head because, listen, man, I give about a good month now. God's been working with me. Pastor Smith, if people understand that what the Holy Ghost do, God working with me. For about the past month now, he's working with me, and it's starting to change my character. It's starting to change my personality. It's not for the worse, it's for the better. And I believe it bringing us some areas that I was a little off balance in, not mature. I'm starting to become mature again. Amen. And the Holy Ghost asked me a question this morning, and I just shook my head. He said, the Holy Ghost asked me, he said, if you had an opportunity to take a shot at me, would you? Let me say that again. The Holy Ghost asked me, he said, if you had an opportunity to take a shot at me, would you? I said, Holy Ghost, what do you mean by that? He said, if you had the opportunity to take a shot, what if you seen me doing something not ungodly? What if you seen me doing something that is, wrong? What if you seen me just tip a little slip back? What if you seen me just engage into something that I should not engage into? Would you take the shot at me? Would you take the opportunity to just take a shot of persecution at me? Would you take the opportunity to take a shot of gossip at me? Would you take the opportunity just to take that and just slaughter me and just take me all over the place? I say, Holy Ghost, why you say that? He say, son, he say, that's what the body of Christ are doing to each other. Because they see this or see that or hear this or hear that and feel this way and feel that way. Amen. They take the opportunity to take a shot at their sister and brother other than being their brother's keeper. And when they take a shot at their sister and brother, they are sowing seeds that are going to cause them to miss their season right now. Amen. Amen. Oh, my God. Do y'all hear me this morning?
Amen.
The question is, can I ask you all a question this morning? If you, would you take a shot, if you had an opportunity to take a shot at your sister and brother, would you take that shot? Would you take a shot of gossip? Would you take a shot of persecution? Would you take a shot just to slay them and sling them all around? Are you going to take a shot of healing? Are you going to take a shot of encouragement? Are you going to shoot a shot just saying, baby, you can make it. I know you can. And I'm telling you right now, this too shall pass, and we are a winner. While you planting seeds that going to help you to stay in your season? Can I say that again? Are you planting some seeds going to help you to stay in your season? Because it might not be my time right now, and it might be your time, but baby, you got to believe if you keep living. Can I say this? My God. Can I tell y'all a secret?
Yes.
You gotta believe if you keep living, your time will surely, y'all gotta hear me. Long as you in this old body, like Pastor Smith said, like he always say, this old temporary body, long as you in this temporary body, it might not be your season.
blessing on your time right now. But if you keep on living, it's going to be your season and your time sooner or later. Y'all better hear me this morning. And the question is, whatever you sold out, you're going to be able to reap. So y'all better hear me. That's why, my God Almighty, if I see a brother and sister down, if I see a brother and sister, I don't want to mess up our season. When I say our season, I don't want to mess up me and my wife's season, my family season. Amen. I want to look at him and say, you can make it, because it's been the time where Pastor had his head down. It's been a time when I say, God, I don't know. Then all of a sudden, somebody shoot me a text and say, Pastor, I love you. My God, y'all keep on making. You're helping me to make a difference in my life. Guess what? Because Pastor First Lady sowed it, so we shall reap it, and therefore I will stay in my season of rejoicing. Can I just have a praise break right here in my own kitchen? Therefore, I should stay in my season of rejoicing, my season of blessing, my season of healing, my season of deliverance, my season that y'all hear me, that God is pouring everything out, because in the midst of a storm, I still show the goodness of the Lord. In the midst of trouble, I still show the goodness of the Lord. In the midst of my brother and sister's storm, I show the goodness of the Lord. In the midst of their trouble, I show the goodness of the Lord. My God, will you take a shot at your brother and sister in the Lord if you had the opportunity to? Amen. You got to understand something, sisters and brother. You might have the water coming in now, but you better believe if it's a beaver still on the loose, that beaver got a tendency to block up some dams. That beaver got a tendency to chop down some trees and build a dam right in your stream. And it's just a matter of time before it try to build a dam in your stream. And that's why we got to rejoice. I don't got time to. We need to say to ourselves, brother, I love you. Sister, I love you. But I'm too focused on what God is doing in me. God is doing a new work inside of me. God is doing a new work in my house. He's doing a new work in my mind. I'm too busy claiming my season, that my season of joy, my season of peace, my season of healing. I just got some information the other day. I need God to move. I just heard the doctor say this the other day, and I need God to release the healing. I don't have time. Well, matter of fact, I will make some time just to send a rejoice prayer out for you. But until then, God, whatever you're doing in this season, somebody needs to go to themselves and say, Holy Ghost, don't you forget about me. You don't forget about me. Don't you dare forget about me. Don't you dare forget about me. I ain't been sitting up here suffering and crying for a long time. I ain't been sitting up here walking through and holding on for a long time, fasting and praying and consecration, holding up. Don't you forget about me. Don't you dare forget about me. Whatever the Lord is doing in this season, Holy Ghost, don't you. My God, I feel it now. I feel the Holy Ghost right there. Don't you forget about me. I'm telling you this morning, saints of God, when a storm of life comes in, you need to tell the storm, thank you for coming in, because you're bringing the water that I need, because I need it begin to prick my heart. I needed to see my harvest. I needed to get ready to harvest what God had for me. Are you my brother's keeper? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Like John said before this phone, before you had some interference, would you delight in the Lord? Delight in the Lord. And at the end of the day, my God Almighty, God is bringing me, matter of fact, you know, I'm going to go. I'm going to go past this, but I got to go. Amen. I mean, you know, I just want to share, you know, for the last month, my God Almighty, the Lord been showing, and He been trying to show me but I don't got into a place to where the Spirit of the Lord done wrapped around me, and it just brought a whole new level of humility in my life. Amen. And now I can really see what the Lord been trying to show. Amen. And now when the Lord showed, that doesn't mean I got it together. That doesn't mean I got it together. That means that God, I see it now. But I need your help. I need your help. I realize what it is, but I need your help, because I want to be a better servant. I want to be a better steward of you have. And I'm telling you, saints of God, I'm going to say this last point, and I'm going to get up out of here. You cannot never touch God, and God doesn't deal with something about you. You can never do that, regardless if you want to admit it or if you don't want to admit it. If anybody portrayed to you that they've been talking to God and they can hear all this and God never deal with them about them, baby, what for your life? You're dealing with a demon. Y'all better hear me. You're dealing with a demon. It's a demon. The only one don't want God to deal with them. That's why God had to kick them out of heaven. Can I say that again? A demon had to get kicked out of heaven because they didn't want God to deal with them. Y'all hear me? Amen. You're dealing with a demon. You better run from your life. But when you see a sister and brother, say, it's me, oh, Lord, standing in the need of prayer.
Yeah.
It's me, oh, Lord, right here standing for my season, standing to receive in my season. It's me, oh, Lord, my God almighty, that I need you to touch from you. It's me, oh, Lord, it's me, oh, Lord, standing here and just waiting on you to save. Saints of God, it's going to pull you into your season even much quicker. They're going to pull you into your place of harvest even much quicker. That they always say is one word that, you know, this ADM just talks about all the time, especially our very own mother Juanita. She said all the time, it said a lot. My mother held it due to the mothers. Always said this one word, always, love. Love.
Amen.
That love will carry you into your season, into your harvest. It will make you bring a blessing to your life like never before. Love cross the board. And when you do that there, you'll see the Spirit of the Lord move for you. Amen. Remember these words that the Holy Ghost shared with me. If you had the opportunity to take a shot at your brother and sister, would you take that opportunity? Would you take that opportunity to take a shot, or would you take that opportunity to display that one word, love? My God. And if you choose love, you're going to choose a reaping season that you don't have room enough to receive. God bless you all. Better you, Pastor Smith. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank God. We thank God for our pastor. Amen. Amen. Let us continue to focus, to walk in our season. Amen.
Yes.
Paul said, you know, we shouldn't be looking down on a man anyway unless we're lifting him up.
Amen.
On today. On today, lift somebody up. Lift me up. I need lifting up. Praise God. You need lifting up. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. We thank God for the word. So, amen. We'll get Deacon Joe next time around. Amen. But the word resounded. The word of God, because it stands for itself. So you come on back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. where we can meet the Lord in his pasture, that he can feed us what we need to carry us through, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. And tell somebody that God loves them. And so do you. You have a God blessed day.
The sun shines through the rain. All of the worst is behind you. So put a smile on your face. Cause you're gonna make it. Yeah, you're gonna make it. Make it through the day.